The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
All right, welcome to Papa Murphy's. What can I get you guys?
Okay. I didn't really think. Here. I would like a Patreon episode.
It's everything is up here on the board, and it's all take and bake. So we don't cook the pizza here.
Oh.
We prep the pizza here, and then you cook it in your own oven. I can tell you guys have never been to a Papa Murphy's before.
That's so fine. If I ordered a side of scrambled eggs, I just get a...
Okay, so when I point up here, this is the menu.
Mm.
So, oh.
I'll be damned. There are scrambled eggs on that menu. I've never seen that before. I guess basically what I would do is I would crack all the eggs, I'd whisk them all together, seal the container, and give you like a plastic ramekin full of eggs, like individual eggs, so then you would go home and scramble. Okay.
Sir, could I have the Patreon pizza to go and I'll cook that at home?
Does okay, come so you with do, laughs, you understand the concept.
No?
Laughs are not guaranteed.
Oh, wait.
And if we do put laughs on the pizza, it might be like super lopsided, so only like a little part of the pizza actually has laughs on it, and the rest of the pizza is kind of sparse.
It's always the middle end part, huh?
I think I get it.
Sort of like when we get warmed up, that's when we start laughing. Funny.
I think I get it. I see what's going on. Are you Papa Murphy?
Okay. First of all, sir, it's not a trick that we're playing on you. No, my name is Jeremy. You can see on my...
I guess I don't get it. I guess I don't know what's going on.
Do you have sides?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. My friends call me Papa Murphy.
Oh.
Do you have sides?
Is your maiden name Roach?
Yes. I took my wife's name when I got married, and yes, my maiden name was Roach.
And you cut this pizza into slices? Pie into slices.
I'm sorry, you're at a Dick's Last Resort right now. Welcome to the Patreon.
Wait. Why is this his last resort? What else has he tried?
He's tried a lot.
Yeah,
he tried being nice.
Dick's Famous Waffles.
Cut my pie into slices. This is Papa Murphy's.
Adel, you are right on the money because today's episode is a little return to a game that we don't call Name That Tune, but it is essentially that.
Oh, this is when you read lyrics in a monotone voice and it hurts my brain.
I guess the name of this is... Aaron's Big Brain Hurt. And this is a part two of Aaron's Big Brain Hurt.
It's actually called Aaron's Big Brain Hurt. Aaron's Big Brain Hurt. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Aaron's Big Brain Hurt.
And where is my mind? Where is my mind? Ooh, where is my mind?
Hey, careful. This is the 2000s, so we may have some pixies in here. We don't know.
Again, I'm ready.
We are in the era of, I believe the year 2000 to 2009 is a fair game here because we wanted to do something where Aaron was alive and kind of like semi-sentient and conscious during it.
I was alive.
Can't tell if that's a dig on me or on Aaron. I have to assume me.
I wasn't a doll frozen in time during the 2000s.
Adel, wherever your brain takes you, my man, that's exactly how it was intended. Oftentimes, Aaron, who I believe was born in 2001, I never forget, feels at a disadvantage in this game because she simply doesn't know the song. But now, even playing field, we're all fucking popping and bopping in the 2000s. So we all know all of these songs. I will say, went over this list before we started today. Didn't know a great many of them.
Had not.
I was like, no, I don't know this one. I just don't know this one.
SpaghettiOs.
Again, this is a top 100 from Rolling Stone. So there's some that everybody knows and are actually popular, and then there's some pretentious stuff.
Of course. I'm ready.
So where we left off was in 84. So we are now in I'm sorry, number 84 on the list. This is a song from 2002.
Okay.
I just got to make sure, just do a quick lyrics check to make sure that there are no words that I can't say because what I read, kind of just read. All right, we're good. From ghetto, to backyard to yard, I sell it whipped, unwhipped, it's soft or hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher. Call me subwoofer, because I pump bass like that, Jack. On or off the track,
I'm heavy.
Cause ball till you fall. Cause you could duck to the Fetty Govs. Sorry, my love. What I'm seeing through these eyes, bins, convoys with the wagon on the side, only big boys keep deuces on the ride.
But Buzz.
Adel?
Outcast.
I know it. No.
With a popular song.
This is not Outcast. And
they said
not,
big boy.
They truly did, but it wasn't capitalized. So they were probably talking
well, that's
about
your
something
fault.
Else.
Okay. Mr. JPC.
Yes, sir.
I recognize this.
Okay.
But I don't know the name of the band, but is this about like grinding on your cousin?
Yes, Aaron.
Baby, we're grinding.
I got to give it to you, Aaron, because you got the name. You got
what?
The name
oh,
of
it's
the
no
song.
No way.
It's called Grindin', in parentheses on your cousin.
Because I just remember that this is like an origin for grinding.
Yes.
Like the dancing on people.
Yes, we are safely in an origin spot for Grindin'. Now, that is Pharrell, who is singing the chorus in this about Grindin'. But do you know who sings the song? It's just
I don't
Pharrell
know.
Just gets a featuring on
is
this.
Is it a name that you know? Is it a name that we should know?
It's Clips.
Oh, C-L-I-P-S-E?
C-L-I-P-S-E. And I believe that that's Pusha T and Malice are... Or... I don't know who Clips is.
Remember,
the way, I said grinding on your cousin because that's a callback joke to something that JPC said once. I'm not just saying that from my own brain.
Remember when there's...
Hold on. I would just like to say that I never said that. And if
yeah, you
can go back to the record of this podcast and me saying anything sexual about a cousin, I'll give you a fucking $1 million because it's not there.
Go, everyone run exist. Now. Go. Shut this off and get it.
Get your money. Go.
This is my Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Golden ticket is fucking my cousin. There's a rapper from Florida who took Florida and just turned it into Flo Rida. Remember that? Remember
that
when that was
happened.
A thing?
Adel, that never happened.
That was a thing.
It took me so long to put together that his name was Florida from Flo Rida.
Where you just see it on paper and you're like, Florida's rapping? Florida's doing a live show? I don't want to see that.
There was also a rapper who went by the name Mims, which stood for Music Is My Savior. And I was like, I don't know a lot of people that go by like the abbreviations like that.
I'm gonna start rapping under Ill Noise.
That's good. I do like that.
I'm Ill Noise.
Someone has done that.
I'm gonna start rapping under the name Brace Yourself.
And that's like you come out and you go, brace yourself.
Put that frown up on the shelf. Embrace yourself. This is gonna be bad. The rhymes that I spit are really rad. That's all I got. I'll never rhyme again. How's everyone going? How's everyone doing today?
How's everyone going?
I'm going to start going by Master Chewy Sets.
Please don't.
So, Aaron, you'll get the point for that. That is Grindin' by Clips from 2002. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one is we are going to the year of our Lord, 2006.
Finally,
the year of our Lord, 2006. Here we go.
Because she was born then in Australia, right?
Oh, good eye. Your back's against the wall. There's no one home to call. You're forgetting who you are. You can't stop crying. It's part
stop.
Not giving in. Stop.
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 I'm sorry. At any time, any one of you can tell me to stop. And I just have to.
Oh, I don't know. Oh my God, my brain. Never mind.
Aaron,
keep going.
Aaron,
I
while you figure it out,
it.
Can we hear
it.
More?
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's part not giving in and part trusting your friends. You'll do it all again, and I'm not lying. Oh, 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 oh. Okay, and I think that the next line is the name of the song. So
it's a dude singing. It's a dude singing.
Pass over
that. Oh, is this? Oh, 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 oh.
I'm doing this for you because it's easier to lose. It's hard to face the truth when you think you're dying. It's part not giving in and part trusting your friends. You do it all again and you don't stop trying.
Buzz.
Adel.
Never heard the song, but I want to say Imagine Dragons.
It's. I mean, that's a really good guess. That's like 90% of the time you're making money on that guess.
Oh my God. It's a dude singing.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rules in the game that say a dog can't play baseball.
JPC, can you
I truly don't actually know if this is a dude singing this.
I think it is.
I can tell you, let's see if I can actually... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a dude singing it. Again, I didn't look it up. Your back's against the wall. There's no one home to call. You're forgetting who you are. You can't stop crying. It's part not giving in and part trusting your friends. You'll do it all again, and I'm
Yeah, you guys, it's that song. But I'm forgetting how the melody goes, and I definitely don't know the name of this band, right? They're fucking no ones.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'm sure you're great.
So, Aaron, this is a female singer. So, in 2018... NPR ranked this as number 133 greatest song by a female or non-binary artist in the 21st century, saying, written in response to the federal marriage amendment, which could have outlawed gay marriage in the U.S., this band, became a rallying cry of liberation, empowerment, and unity.
So it starts with standing?
Can you read it one more time, just the beginning part?
It does start with standing. I gave that away. Your back is against the wall. There's no one home to call. You're forgetting who you are. You can't stop crying. It's part not giving in and part trusting your friends. You'll do it all again, and I'm not lying.
Is this Standing on the Shoulders of Giants?
So close. No, it is not.
Standing.
Okay, this is driving me insane.
I'll give you the name of the band, and maybe that'll help you.
Standing still?
The band is Gossip.
Oh, I thought you said it started with Standing.
The name of the song.
The name of the song. Okay, I thought it was the band.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
No. The band is Gossip, and the song is starts with Standing.
Standing still. Standing still's the Nash. Crosby, Standing still's the Nash.
Standing.
All right, you want me to give it to you? I can give it to you.
I don't know the song.
No.
Wait, you contradicted yourself. You said, no.
No, because I feel like I'm so close to getting the melody.
Here, let's see.
Sounds like the fictitious band from Scott Pilgrim Save the World.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
It's very possible that Gossip might be on that Scott Pilgrim. I mean, it sounds like it could be. This is Standing in the Way of Control by Gossip.
Oh, God. I don't know any of those words.
I'll be honest with you
guys.
I'm
embarrassed.
I looked up this song as well, and I did not know it. I was like, nope, I don't know this one. This is one that I don't know.
And that song title is based off when Aaron went to visit a friend at NASA and stood in front of them in their work. And they're like, please, I need to get to these controls.
What are you guys thinking for lunch? Oh, sorry. My butt hit something. And then I just saw a spaceship fall out of the sky. That's nothing, right? Sorry.
You just launched our astronauts into hell.
God, my butt keeps doing stuff. My butt has ruined a lot of very expensive things. I never know how big it is.
I take up space. Ships. Okay, so yeah, you both failed on that one, but we're moving right along. Uh-huh. This next one.
Oh, Kermit. That's Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog.
Moving right along.
This next one, I'll be honest with you.
Fancy free, getting there is half the fun.
Why is there one song about rainbows, and it's this one?
Truly, sorry, KBC, we're sabotaging. Sorry, go ahead.
You're truly sabotaging me. I truly did like the song. I liked the song a lot. This song is from 2003, okay?
Okay,
and I'm probably gonna... Okay, here we go. Okay. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law. Gripping my balls. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing. They like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating off the track that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it. Just to see one of us make it.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Just based on the year, I want to say it's Jay-Z.
Yeah, I think it's Jay-Z, but I don't know the name of the song.
Ding, ding, ding. It's ding, ding, ding. It is Jay-Z. Okay.
It has to be off the Black Album.
It is off the Black Album.
That
would have
been 2003. But unfortunately, I never listened to the Black Album. I only listened to the Gray Album, which was a mashup of
the Black Album. Is excellent. It's a wonderful album. You want me to? I can go into the chorus, and that's gonna probably give it to you.
I don't know the titles of any of the songs.
Well,
okay, maybe.
Maybe you will. I think most people from this era would pick up on this. If you're feeling like a pimp.
Oh, go and raise your shoulders up.
Brush your shoulders off.
No, raise your shoulders up.
Go and raise your shoulders up.
You're going to want to lift up your shoulder. You don't want frozen shoulders.
If you're feeling kind of weird, go and raise your shoulders up. Something brush your neck. Go and raise
your
shoulders up.
Shoulder.
If you're feeling like a pimp, Ma, shrug. Just shrug. If you feel like a pimp, shrug.
Drop your shoulders back and down and breathe.
Now shrug. Now shrug.
If you're feeling like a pimp, Ma, count to 10. Take a deep breath.
Into your nose.
You're not a pimp.
Out through
your
mouth.
A pimp. No one
breathe
should be.
Breathe in light. Breathe out light.
I think Aaron technically got that one, but that is Jay-Z's. Turn
I definitely
off your shoulder.
Didn't.
It's Jay-Z's Pimp Biscuit.
This is so hard, you guys. I know that people are listening are like, how did you not get it right away? And I go, help. I can't understand JBC when he talks.
Jay-Z also says likes to say his own name or like Jigga or Hove a lot in his song. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to find a verse where he wasn't just saying who he was. Which, by the way, Jay-Z, good branding for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can't believe you cheated on Beyonce, you swine.
Fuck you.
All right. Was right.
All right, here's this next one. I think that both of you are at least familiar with this song. Oh, God, man, I can't go to verse one because verse one is just gives it right away. This is a song from 2001. Pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat. Cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene. The boulevard is freaking as I'm coming up fast. I'll be burning rubber. You'll be kissing my ass.
Buzz.
Aaron.
Get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting pink for me to arrive.
Yes, Aaron. Slipping the answer
pink in. To all of my friends will be in my Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, Adel, that is correct. That is Jay-Z's Get This Party Started. No, Aaron, correct. Get the Party Started by Pink. That whole album was produced by Linda Perry of Four Non Blondes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And then I work up in the morning and I drink some coffee, eat some toast, and I say,
let's go in on
Four Non Blondes.
Four Non Blondes.
Four Non Blondes challenge. Say the words Four Non Blondes and have it, and see if anyone in your vicinity cannot go, hook. In the morning,
and I wake up in the morning,
and I wake up in the morning, and it's all done.
I like that we all turned into what's her name, the chef, Julia Childs.
And then, oh my God.
And then I wake up in
and
the
then
morning.
You're going to the chicken.
Oh, hello!
This is Doubtfire. Can I just say that we're still living in a millennium? And no one seems to be talking about it.
Okay, so if you have just skipped forward 30 seconds, you
and then you
now
skipped forward 30 seconds, here we go. And we're doing it now, and we're doing the show.
Okay, this is another song. It's from 2009. I got to tell you guys, was super into this song. Super,
love it. Can't wait.
Super into this song. Super into this album.
Is it Party in the
out.
USA?
2009, so yes.
It's got to be Brad Paisley.
Okay. Wow. It's funny how I can put my heart on the line and have you guys show me at what little
it.
You think of me. Okay, here we go. No, I know. I kid. 2009.
I listen to Bill Buds. I know you like Miley Cyrus. Go ahead.
Counting all different ideas drifting away, past and present, they don't matter. Now the future's sorted out. Watch her moving in elliptical patterns. Think it's not what you say. What you say is way too complicated. For a minute, I thought I couldn't tell how to fall out. It's 20 seconds till the last call.
Buzz.
You're going, Adel?
20 seconds to Mars?
It is not 20 seconds to Mars.
15 seconds to Mars. 40 minutes to Mars. 15 now.
40 odd yards of grunt. No, it's none of those
this
things.
Is this, I don't know the name of the song and don't fucking drag me, but is this like fucking, what's the, Phoenix? No.
Aaron, Aaron is correct.
Is this Listomania?
It is not Listomania.
I can't undo it.
Listomania is the first song on the album. This is the second song on the album.
It's up to you, like a rider.
So I'll give you verse two, and this might help you get the name of the song. Girlfriend. Oh, your girlfriend is drifting away. Mm-hmm. Past and present. 1855. Blank.
So this is a famously a French pop band. Do you mind, or pop rock, do you mind singing it in French?
I do not. You're going. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Lie down. You know it's easy. Like we did all summer long. May not be anything you asking all going, hey, 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 hey. It's not a miracle we need. And no, I wouldn't let you think so. Fold it, fold it, fold it, fold it.
Jackies.
Jackies.
Phoenix.
1855.
To
1901.
Yes.
1901.
Yeah. We'll give it to Erin because she got Phoenix and 1900.
You
but
me
Adel.
Try to get through it. I was like, Dave, we're going to 18.
Adel got one. So that is.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Partial credit there.
Also, I don't think I should get credit because I was about to fully undo my Phoenix choice. I was like, that is not it. And I stake my reputation on how that isn't it.
It's not
maybe
Phoenix,
I shouldn't get
it's
points.
It was so funny how you cut me off saying no, 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 no when I was trying to say you got it.
No.
I really didn't think that. There's so many bands that are in that little mashed potato pile in my head from songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I totally agree. But this album,
I'm still an animal. Nobody knows it but me, and that lives right in that pile of mashed potatoes. Anyone else have a pile of mashed potatoes from guy bands from 2008, 9, 10, 11?
Yeah, some MGMT mashed potatoes. Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Next one. This one is coming to you from the land of the year 2007.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I know the name of the song, and now I can't sing these lines.
I would kill for there to be somewhere on this list a Sigur Rós song, because I would kill to hear DPC speak in Hopelandic, a fictional language made up by the lead singer, in that monotone voice.
Well, when it comes up, Adel, you'll know. So
I've been waiting for I'm blue, abadi abadi. If I were green, I would die. Abadi abadi.
That was probably 97 or 98 or something.
I think that was 90s. Yeah. Some sunny day. Hey, baby. When everything seems okay, baby, you'll wake up and find out you're alone. Because I'll be gone. Then there's a chorus. And everyone that you meet, baby, as you walk down the street, baby, who will ask you why you're walking all alone? Why you're on your own?
I know this, but I don't.
Okay, Erin.
Yeah, give me a second.
Sure, we can give Erin a second. I can give you maybe some hints that this is, I would say that this is less of a band and more of a collaboration between two pretty famous artists.
Ooh, Paul McCartney and John Mayer.
I said artists.
Oh.
Not sex gods.
Bob Ross and 2007.
2007.
I don't know this song. But it seems pretty harsh. The lyrics are fairly harsh.
Can you read them again? Start at the beginning. The beginning lyrics are helping.
Some sunny day, hey, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you'll wake up and find out you're alone because I'll be gone.
Oh, this is Follow Me because my name is Kid Rock.
His name is Uncle Cracker.
My name is Uncle Cracker.
And I know every lyric to that song, and those aren't in them.
Four non-blondes, I'm following them.
And if you want to leave, I can guarantee I will never make another CD. Maybe Uncle Cracker went on to do some great stuff.
I'm gone, and I'm there, and it's... is it like
Erin,
two? I don't know the...
you've touched on one of the words that is the title to this song.
I'm there.
Nope.
I'm gone.
It is gone, gone, gone.
It's like
in parentheses,
a duet. It's like
done, moved on.
A lady and a guy, and I don't know their names.
It's a lady and a guy, correct? It is a duet.
Well, you said it was a collaboration between two major artists.
Yeah,
no, but I don't know their names.
All right.
But they're a guy and a girl. I knew that, Adel.
We'll have to give it to her.
This sucks.
We'll have to give it to her. We'll have to give it to her. She got guy and girl, and she got partially the name of the song. This is Gone, 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 a song that I was not familiar with. Apparently, Erin is, by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Mm.
Oh, wait, can you play it really quick? It's driving me insane. I can hear
There's a lady who says don't.
Yeah, my mom used to play this in the car on the way home from work.
Wow, there's maybe something sad about that that we won't investigate here on the show, and we just don't have time to explore.
God, these are so hard. These are not. This is a stupid list.
These are hard, and this is a stupid list, Aaron. You're both correct on that.
I'm a sore loser.
You lost to no one.
I know.
It's all like Addle got that one right.
But I want these to be easier. I want these to all be get this party started, Addle. Don't you agree?
Yeah, that's true. Can we make these easier?
Okay. No. So we'll move on to the next one. And I will say, I don't think this one is easier. I kind of want to just start with the... Well, I don't know how to make this one easier. So let's just go to the chorus. Okay. This one is coming from 2005. We'll go right to the chorus. You got to set them up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. You got to set them up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. You got to set them up. Set them up.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it wouldn't help you.
Oh, Buzz.
Addle.
Is this the setup, kids?
Oh, I wish it was. I wish it was. Let's go to verse one where they definitely just say the name of the song and there's really not a way to stop it.
Okay.
So at this point, we're only guessing the band.
Okay.
Well, Daft Punk is playing at my house.
Oh,
my
Buzz,
house.
Buzz, Buzz.
Addle.
This is LCD Sound System. This is a phenomenal song.
It's a good song.
So good. That whole LCD Sound System album is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is, well, the song is called Daft Punk is Playing at My House by LCD Sound System. The chorus doesn't really give you a lot to work with on this
one. Yeah, that's hard. I don't know why I didn't recognize that at all.
You got to set them up. You got to set them up. Never stop. Yeah.
Addle's shoulder is going crazy. He's full dancing, everybody. He doesn't even have to do that.
Put your shoulders up. I never realized that Mick Jagger's whole dance is a shrug.
You guys, Addle is dancing for an audio podcast. That's how much he cares.
Yeah, Mick Jagger's from the Jay-Z school of dancing where all he has to do is shrug. Okay, so here we go. This is number 77 from the faraway distant year of 2006. Forgive. Sounds good. Forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything. But I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out.
Oh,
I've paid a price. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Into my face, because I'll never lose.
I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
Buzz, is this too late to apologize?
Too late to apologize. Way off, Addle.
Oh, can you...
It's the Chicks.
It is
the
Chicks.
I don't know the name of the song.
Ooh, you know what, Aaron, they don't say, I don't think, the name of the song in it, so I will go ahead and just tell you, it's Not Ready to Make Nice.
Yep.
And it's the Chicks, yeah, correct.
I've been listening to a lot of the Chicks recently, that's why I would have never remembered this song.
I was never into them, and in 2006, I can tell you for sure, if it wasn't on the radio, I probably never would have heard it.
And just to be clear, the Chicks is Marlon Wayans and Shawn Wayans dress up like sorority white girls?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, White Girls. That the other name of their band is White Girls.
JBC, I think the Chicks would be an excellent choice for a Bill Buzz episode. I think that you would love the Chicks. You would love them.
They have before their most recent album, the album from, I don't know, it's like 8 years ago or something, is phenomenal. Great, great, like, road trip album.
Also, the most recent album, the song Texas Man, I've been listening to so much. It's like the best nice day outside driving around song. I'll send it to you on the chat.
I like Texas Man, but I'm more of a Dallas boy.
Oh my God.
Austin Teen. Okay, here we go. The next one, I believe this is 76. Okay. I think you probably know this one.
What year is it from?
That's a really great addition, Adel. It's from 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Every little thing you say or do, I'm hung up. Hung up on you. Waiting for your call, baby, night and day. I'm fed up. I'm tired of waiting on you. So time goes by so slowly for those who wait. No time to hesitate.
Okay,
those
buzz.
Who run, oh. Adel.
This is many songs in one, because that's NSYNC, every little thing you do, and then time goes by
is Madonna.
So slowly is Madonna. So I think this is this has to be girl talk.
Well, you were right with one of those guesses, Adel. Would you
girl.
Like to...
talk.
No. Uh-uh.
Time Wait. Goes by.
It is Madonna?
No Correct. Way. Correct. That it song is, Madonna. Is not good.
Wow.
So it is Madonna.
So this is that song.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is Madonna's, this is her cowboy phase.
Every little thing that you say or do, I'm hung up. I'm hung up on you. Waiting for your call, baby, night and day. I'm fed up. I'm tired of waiting for you. Now I'll give you a hint. I did just say the name of the song twice.
Time.
Fed up with you. Time.
No.
Fed up.
With time.
Not fed up.
Fed down.
Not fed down.
FedEx. Up.
This song is, yes, correct. This song is FedEx by Madonna.
Packages arrive so slowly.
Slowly. Sign for this. JPC, do you mind reading one more chunk of that song, but as a little monkey bone?
I don't think I know the name.
Yes, I do mind.
Will you still do it?
Yes. let me think. I'm not monkey bone. Okay.
Yay!
I like that this is like inside the actor's studio. It's like inside the actor's studio where it's like, is little monkey bones here with us
yeah.
today?
He's not. He's not. I'm right here. All right, ready?
Hi, little monkey bones. Thanks for joining us. We missed you.
Every little thing that you say or do, I'm hung up. I'm hung up on you. Waiting for your call, baby. Nanday.
Little monkey
I'm
bones.
Up.
Is this your favorite Madonna song?
No.
What's your favorite Madonna song, little
Like a blender.
No. Little monkey bones, do you mean a virgin?
Huh? Monkey bone not a virgin. I get tang all the time.
Oh,
scene.
I see.
We have to call scene there. I want to hear more, but we have to preserve JPC's voice for the next half hour.
Yeah, I really needed to finish this episode out. Of course, that is Madonna's Hung Up coming in at 76.
Okay.
I listened to this song too. I was like not super familiar. Then I remembered it and I was like, oh, I didn't like this song.
Quicker than a ray of...
I'm hanging up on you. Every little thing that I say I do. I'm hung up. I'm hanging up on you. Time goes by. Now I'm remembering.
Guaranteed that you both have heard this one from 2005. This is 75 on the list.
2005 really shown up.
Big time, especially in this chunk, which is still pretty high up on the list, which means 2005 wasn't very good. Sleeping is giving in. No matter what the time is, sleeping is giving in. So lift those heavy eyelids. People say that you'll die faster than without water, but we know it's just a lie. Scare your son, scare your daughter. People say that your dreams are the only things that save you. Come on, baby, in your dreams, we can live our misbehavior.
Okay, this is pissing me off. It
I
feels like
song.
An Arcade Fire thing,
Correct.
But it's...
Correct,
is,
it is.
Is this Wake Up?
Every time you close your eyes.
Children...
Every time you close your eyes.
That was a good impression.
Every time you close your eyes, every time you close your eyes, every time you close your eyes, every time you close your eyes. And they say that eight
up?
Times.
Wake Up, right?
It is not Wake Up.
Neighborhood Number 2?
It is not Neighborhood Number 2. Let me think. I think you've hit two of the 10 songs on this album, Adel, so keep going.
This is a Funeral. This is, what is the name of this song?
So it says that Funeral came out in 2004, and then it says that this song's release date was 2005. So who knows? Mm. But it's probably 2004.
Boy, oh boy.
I don't know. I kind of pride myself in never learning the names of Arcade Fire songs. It's sort of one of the best things about me.
If you're going to not learn the names of any band songs, it's Arcade Fire, because a lot of their names, they don't really have much to do with what
the song
is. Is
this something to do with like Crown something? No.
So
remember
there
their
are,
song that goes like money, 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 money.
There are five songs on this album that just have parentheses, and they're neighborhoods 1 through 4. They all have other names in parentheses. This one also has parentheses, but it's not a neighborhood.
Give us a hint.
So the in parentheses is lies.
Oh,
every
rebellion.
Time you close
rebellion.
Your eyes, lies, lies. Yeah, yeah. Yes. This is Rebellion in parentheses lies by Arcade Fire. Correct. Adel, points for you on that one.
I saw them on this tour at the Metro, and I was front row, and it was a very cool experience. They were like putting on crash helmets and slamming into each other, and like
Whoa.
Really, it was like when they were first kind of getting big, so they kind of were like, let's hurt our bodies for entertainment. And it was
That's
very,
wild.
It was a very good show. And I went home with a set list, two drumsticks, a guitar pick, and a chime, because the opening act was a band called Wolf Parade, and they used chimes, and they gave me like the set of chimes. So being front row, I cleaned up, and then of course I opened my business called Music City.
Free shit, yeah. Now you run that business called Music City.
Yeah, when and the band afterwards was like, oh my god, we can't afford more chimes; those are very expensive. Please give them back.
And you said, "What? I can't hear you. Great show."
When you said I went home with, and then there was a pause, I was like, "Oh, a hookup story. We never get these out of Adel."
Yeah,
no. I went home with a flyer. With yeah.
Okay, Adel, blink twice if you've ever hooked up with someone from a famous band. He's blinking so many times.
That's way too many blinks.
He didn't blink.
I was trying to blink out the word Nico Case.
Wait. Okay, everybody. Okay, this goes for everybody. Okay. If you've hooked up with a famous person, blink twice.
Rory Movich.
And no one's blinking.
No more. And I'll say no more.
Oh, you guys, we're three losers. We've never hooked up with celebrities.
Did you all see that Ben Affleck video?
Yes.
That is the funniest thing in the world to me. Aaron, did you see? So, Aaron, there's this, a woman posted, I think it was on TikTok, this very attractive, she must have been a model or something. She posted this video that's her kind of posing and like zhuzhing her hair. And the words say like, I matched on, it's whatever
Raya.
The dating site, Raya.
Raya
the dating
yeah.
site that's only for like celebrities or blue check Twitter. But she's like, I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya, but then I unmatched him because I didn't believe it was really him. And then she's like, and then he sent me this video. And it's a smash up close up of Ben Affleck's face. He looks either high or drunk. And I think the woman's name was like Nina. And he goes, Nina, why did you unmatch me? It's me. And it's like the worst cadence. And like, it's awful. But it kind of blew up everywhere. And now people are like talking about, they're like, hey, I don't know what everyone's talking about. It's super easy to sleep with celebrities. And I'm like, yeah, if you look like that woman, it is.
Yeah, also, I saw that he and J-Lo, I thought, were maybe getting back together.
Getting
and
back
I was
together.
Like, time is folding back onto
so
itself.
Aaron, didn't you once say that you could have slept with John Mayer?
Yeah. But
well, I don't know
I
if
didn't.
That was public or private.
I've never said that publicly, but now everyone knows that. I said no. Obviously. No offense if you've slept with John Mayer, but
I will go on record as saying I turned down Melinda Gates, and I said, it's not going to happen. I said, go hook up with that nerd.
Aaron could have slept with John Mayer, and John, you could have slept with the mayor of
John
Indianapolis,
Mayer.
Right?
Wouldn't it be nice if I lived there for 20 years? Wouldn't it be nice if I could pull one mayor's name? Just one. Just one mayor's name. I can't.
What does it say, Jeff McCheese?
I was going to say Evan Bayh, but I'm like, that guy was governor, I know. Okay.
I have a friend whose parents just bought a house near one of John Mayer's many homes. Like, they're neighbors with him.
I'm sorry, Aaron. Tiny homes.
Tiny
one of John
homes,
Mayer's
yeah,
tiny
homes.
Homes.
And I had to tell her, I was like, hey, he gets people who work for him to find tall brunette ladies, and she's another tall brunette. And so I was like, he's going to ask you. And she was like, cool. And I was like, don't say yes. She was like, of course I wouldn't, but that's kind of funny.
I have a friend who works as almost like a tour manager for a very big musician. And for a while, his job was to like, part of his job was to like go out into the crowd and find mm-hmm. the most attractive single women and invite them back to like, I think it was called like the Vibe Room or something.
Oh my God. See, that's
but I'm
the
like,
shit.
What a
you
weird
guys.
Job.
That's what I've learned about celebrities is that a lot of the reason why they have people who work for them is to find people for them to hook up with. Yeah, it's really predatory and they get like women to do it so you trust them. It's really messed up. Not good.
And LA is full of sex cults. So, Aaron, we really hope that you enjoy
yeah,
your time.
Do you guys want to figure out how many minutes into LA until I join a cult? The second I got there, I was like,
Aaron, we're going to see Aaron like 4 weeks from now, and she's just going to like take a sip of like a cult water bottle and be like, whoa, hold
Wait
on.
A minute. It's like, how to be your best self cult, and that's what's on the...
When did you join Sexium?
Actually, real quick, I don't
You
know.
Don't join Sexium, JBC. They join you.
Real quick, I hope you two don't mind. I did send you a text about this, but nobody responded to it. Do you guys mind if I just give a quick 30-second rundown on Refiantology?
Oh, fine.
Refiantology. It is a new way of life. Listen, we never really die. We just get turned into different liquids. Refiantology opens your mind and the pathway to becoming a better liquid. Refiantology, coming to a city near you.
Sexium, let them join you.
Adel,
we have water bottles.
Sexium damn near killed him.
Adel, I got your pamphlet also about Refiantology, and I hooked up the device that you sent me to clear the Zathions out of my blood.
Correct.
And did it
my
work?
My doctor says I have sepsis. He says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen.
See, when I did that, my doctor said I got electrocuted.
All right. Let's get some more songs.
I love my friends.
We got to go with this one. It's 2006. This is a band that I never really listened to, but from 2006. Say, my playmate. Won't you lay hands on me? Mirror my malady? Transfer my tragedy? Got a curse I cannot lift. Shines when the sunset shifts. When the moon is round and full.
Buzz.
Gotta bust that box, gotta gut that fish.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
I love Aaron's like, buzz.
Buzz.
I'm going purely off context clues. Now, we've heard something about gutting fish. We heard about the sun. I'm getting a real sort of like wilderness vibe. Which makes me think of like Tennessee area, which makes me think of one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life, which was My Morning Jacket.
Ooh, that I don't know if that is close, but it is not correct.
Okay.
I don't know it, but I do have something to say.
Sure, please.
This only 7 people who are listening right now will understand this. If you grew up watching the We Sing videos, it's like a children's series. We Sing Grandpa's Magical Toys, another niche part of that series. There's a song in it that sounds exactly like that. It's the, say, oh, playmate, come out and play with me and bring your dollies to climb up my apple tree. So that's my guess. Is it the song from the creepy 80s movie Grandpa's Magical Toys that gave me horrible nightmares?
Aaron, I didn't know that that anecdote was going to end with a guess, so I wasn't listening to it.
Yeah, I figured.
Guys,
no, I can say anything on the show and they won't hear me. Ice cream, butthole, zippers.
Let me go with the chorus and let's see if you guys can get it from the chorus. My mind has changed my body's frame, but God, I like it. My heart's aflame, my body's strained, but God, I like it.
Oh, shit. I know this.
This is a song about turning into a werewolf. From 2006, off the album
Werewolves of London.
off the album Return to Cookie Mountain. Again, never listened to this band.
No,
I think they might be like a kind of a country band.
Buzz.
Al?
I own this album. What is their name? Oh no! Return to Cookie Mountain. Oh, this is TV on the Radio.
Yes. Do you know the name of the song?
Thank God I like it. I can hear it, but I don't know.
There's no punctuation in this, so I don't think that this is the correct pronunciation, but I prefer to pronounce this song as Wolf Like Me.
That is a phenomenal song. It's a good like workout song. Like if you want to like work out, it's a very good song. Or it's a good song to use if you ever want to like, if you're a director and you want to use a song for a montage, that is the most amazing song for a montage.
I'll say just from the lyrics, because I'm not really familiar with the song. If you're a director and you ever want to, you know, have one of your characters change into a werewolf, perfect song. Whole song's about that. So use it for that, basically.
I'm making a note to myself to go back and listen to that album.
And everyone listening at home, please make a similar note to yourself to listen to that album. But
also,
we have to move on.
I sent
on.
You Texas Man in the chat, so you guys listen to that after we record, okay?
No, you sent me an American Express commercial on YouTube.
Yeah, did I?
Well, that's what it, when I opened
to.
It, that's what it was.
Well, ads play before it's...
All right, well, something that has no ads play in it is our next song. This is from 2002.
Okay.
Again, a band that people were into, but it was never my thing. We get some rules to follow. That and this, these and those. No one knows. We get these pills to swallow. How they stick in your throat. Tastes like gold. Oh, what you do to me, no one knows. And I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I. And I realize you're mine. Indeed, a fool am I.
This is just making me realize that song lyrics are nonsense.
They really are.
I know this song.
This band, I think especially, their song lyrics like sound cool, but they mean nothing. I journey through the desert of the mind with no hope. I follow.
Journey to the desert with the mind.
It felt good to get out from the rain.
I drift along. Is that America? Is that who sings that song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drift along the ocean, dead lifeboat in the sun. End come undone, pleasantly caving in. I came undone.
Oh, fuck. I know this song.
Yeah, I recognize that, but I can't.
Especially the pills in your throat part. Boy, I can't reach it.
I think that this band is technically a super group.
A dumpster? It's a dumpster.
Oh, yes. This is Audioslave.
Okay, so it's not Audioslave, which is a super group. Maybe they're not a super group. I do know that they have a famous drummer.
Oh, this is the Traveling Wilburys.
It's not the Traveling Wilburys.
Famous drummer. Oh, so is this Crooked Vultures?
It's not Crooked. Wow.
It's Dave Grohl. It's not.
It is Dave Grohl.
Foo Fighters?
But it's not. It's not Foo Fighters.
We got the it's Queens of the Stone Age. We got these pills to swallow. How they stick in your throat.
Yes.
Do 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 these and those. Do do. Josh Homme.
No, I'm sorry. The song is called "No One Knows," not Josh Homme, which would be weird because that's the singer's name. So it'd be weird if you did the song that.
Queens of the Stone Age was 2002. Man, I'm old.
You're old.
I'm old.
Well, you said it, not us, so we can't get in trouble.
I said it. After he said it, I said it too.
Okay, let's do this one. It's from 2008, so nobody's old now. I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. You know that I could use somebody.
You know that I could use somebody. Kings of Leon. So like you.
Sex is on fire. This is Sex is on Fire.
It is Use Somebody by Kings of Leon.
I've been walking around and I'm looking down at all I see.
I went to Bonnaroo in 2004, I think.
Brag.
And I saw two bands under tents. There's like the main stages, there's the smaller stages, there's like the teensy stages, and then there's just like tents where it's like, these are nobodies. And I saw both Black Keys and Kings of Leon with like 10 other people. And during Kings of Leon's set with like 10 other people in the crowd, a guy like elbowed me and he's like, not too bad. And then like 2 years later, they're like huge.
And that guy, Barney Rubble.
That guy, Barney Rubble.
A text from Sean just came up. Are you singing You Somebody? This is my kind of content. He loves Kings of Leon. So I was never like you. Whoa. That's for Sean.
I knew Kings of Leon, but I was never into them. It was just not one of those bands. I was like, yeah, this band is for me. All right. By the way, that one I think
that he texted. Are you doubling down?
That one, by the way, is the one that I think of all of these today that you got the quickest, that both of you kind of landed on. So let's go on to number 71.
It's because it's such an earworm.
Earworm.
This one I don't know if it's an earworm. I do know that it's from 2007.
Hmm.
Wow. Let's go to the chorus. The chorus might help us here.
Okay.
Nope.
Is it Somebody by Kings of Leon?
Is this a band that we might have heard of?
I don't know this band, but I don't think I know this song. So okay. I'm actually just going to read from the intro. Do the dance. 1, 2, 3, 4,
Buzz.
Fight.
Buzz.
Yes.
This is Justice.
Yeah.
That song is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Really?
Can you hum a little of how the song goes?
Do 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 the dance do do do.
Okay, Adele has never looked more adorable.
It's like electronica. It's like very hard to.
And is evil and to see B is E.
Yes, that's it.
B on and is MPC. B is evil.
So the name of this album is just Cross, and it's just a cross. Oh, yeah! It's I've never seen the name of the album that is just the symbol of the cross and then in parentheses cross 2007.
They were just in the news recently because Justin Bieber released a song called Justice.
An album called Justice. I'm sorry, Justin Bieber in collaboration with Martin Luther King Jr. released an album called Justice.
And the T in the word, so Justice is the name of this band, and then the T in the word Justice is the exact T that they use on this album cover. And so Justice is like, what the fuck, dude?
And Justice, the T that they use is a cross, correct? Are they a Christian band, Justice?
No. Well, actually, here's the thing. I don't know, but I can't imagine they're a Christian band.
Well, I mean, they had an album called Cross, so if they're not a Christian band, sending maybe the wrong message to people like me. Okay, let's do this one. This one is another band that I know people liked them around the time that I would have liked them, but I never got into them. This is from 2005.
Okay.
Stop making the eyes at me. I'll stop making the eyes at you. What is this, that surprises
is Buzz,
me.
Is this an aggressive Italian waiter?
I stop making the eyes at me. I stop making the eyes at you. Who's flirting here? Are you flirting with me or I'm flirting with you? What's going on? No, it's not an aggressive Italian waiter. What it is that surprises me is that I don't really want you to. And your shoulders are frozen, cold as the night. Oh, this is, but you're an explosion.
The same mashed potatoes.
Your dynamite
are lighting up in my brain. It's the bands, the guy
your
bands.
Your name isn't Rio, but I don't care for sand.
The mashed potato guy bands. It's not
Enlightening.
Phoenix. It's not Arctic
it's correct,
Fire.
It's not
Arctic
Phoenix,
Mine. It's Arctic. Help
monkey,
me.
Monkeys. Arctic
it's
monkeys.
Arctic monkeys.
Oh, God. My brain fucking hurts.
I had a question for you guys. Is there a difference between the Arctic monkeys and Snow Patrol, or is that the same
no.
thing?
Oh, yeah. Arctic monkeys. Arctic monkeys rule. They're like fun British rock. Snow Patrol is more like emo, like Scottish emo, right?
The names of the band sound similar to me. Do you guys know the name of this song?
No idea.
Never
in a million years.
Do you want to dance with somebody? No, this is... I forget the name of this one.
I'll give you the chorus.
Please.
I bet that you look good on the dance floor.
I bet that you get look good on the dance floor.
I bet that you look good on the dance
floor. I bet that you look good on the dance floor.
Yes, that is correct. Coming in at 70, the Arctic Monkeys, I bet you look good on the dance floor. All right, let's do one more because this is 69. And I think 69 is a
funny and nice
place to end things.
Nice.
Okay, so this is song 69 from 2008. What I'm searching for, to tell it straight, I'm trying to build a wall. Walking by myself down avenues that reek of time to kill. If you see me, keep going. Be a pass-by waiver. Build me up, bring me down, just leave me out, you name dropper. Stop trying to catch my eye. I see you good, you forced faker. Just make it easy.
I know
you're my enemy, you fast talker.
Buzz.
Adel?
I want to say happy birthday.
You want to sing happy birthday because it's my birthday today. And I told you that before we recorded.
I panicked because Erin seemed like she was about to get it, so I panicked.
No, I'm not about to get it. It hurt. My brain's lighting up. Can you read the first couple lyrics again? Because that's what helped.
What I'm searching for, to tell it straight, I'm trying to build a wall. Walking by myself down avenues that reek of time to kill. If you see me, keep going. Be a pass-by waiver.
Is this like Bruce Springsteen, The Rising?
I will say that this is their third most popular song on Spotify.
So it's a band.
No.
No.
I was just using they to not give anything away. 2008. And I guess me saying no kind of gave something away.
Huh?
This is a singer.
Okay. Singer that has to do with no.
Well, it's not a band. It's a singer. So that's what it has to do with no. Okay. I can say I hope it will be worth what I give up. If I could stand up, mean for the things that I'll believe, what am I here for? I left my home to disappear is all. I'm here for myself, not to know you. I don't need no one else. Fit in so good, the hope is that you cannot see me later. You don't know me. I'm an introvert, an excavator.
I don't know this at all.
This is Bon Iver with his song. Oh, I know this song. Oh, is this Oh, fuck.
I don't know it.
I own this album. It's not like La Tigra or The Woods or something. What is the name of that song?
This is from Santigold.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry, everybody. And it was 69. I didn't even know, and I'm embarrassed to say.
Santigold, I'll tell you, down Santigold. My ears tonight.
Santigold, I will tell you, this song is 69, and I gotta say, it's nice.
Santa, there's a whole genre that happened around those years with like Santigold, Bat for Lashes, MIA to some extent. There's like some really cool female-led music in that era.
This song is called LES Artistes, and LES stands for Lower East Side.
Very cool.
I thought it was just Les Artistes, which is back to my French character, Les Artistes.
Artistes. Les Artistes. Relax on my chaise lounge at least to be sure I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
The song.
Do you guys?
Les Artistes French, and I am also French, and
we are French. Be a French.
I rarely do this because I really don't do impressions, but I actually have a good Santigold impression. Would you like to
do
hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Is it going to be Ho 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 24 Karat?
Or are you just going to say Neptune?
JVC, do your impression.
You want? Okay, Adele, this one's just for you. Ho, 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 I'm rich.
Now can you do Santa Silver? Ho, 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 not as good. Santa Led?
Aaron, would you like to do your impression of Santa Led?
Neptune, ho, 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 merry Neptune, everyone, and all a good 69.
If you love Neptune so much, why don't you marry Neptune?
With musical guests.
Bon Jovi.
Bye forever.
Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, glue crew.
It sounded like you meant it that time.
Yeah, that was me ending my run on the show.